to the party.
The 10 silver coins. Here is a woman. She has 10 silver coins. She likes to count them. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oops, silly cat. Now we've gone all over the place. The woman picks up her silver coins. They've been scattered everywhere. The cat has stretched out and gone to sleep. The woman counts her silver coins again, but there are only 9. Bother, one of them is missing. Never mind, it can't have gone far. Perhaps it's under the rug. No, there's no sign of it there. Perhaps it's bounced into the fireplace. Carefully, she sifts through the ashes. What a messy job. But no, there's no coin. She even looks inside her pots and pans, even though she really knows it can't be there. Clatter bang, what a noise she's making. She's making so much noise, she's woken up the cat. Serves him right. He's off to find a quiet spot in the garden. There it is. The cat was lying on it all the time. The missing coin is found.
Hooray!
The woman laughs. She is so happy, she calls a friend to tell the good news. Jesus says we're all like the woman's silver coins. God wants every single one of us.
Really well done. Levises. Thank you all very much indeed. I can commend the book which that was from. It's sort of update of the parables, because we used to read those to my boys when they were younger. Well, I'm going to ask David to put our first slide up, which will tell you what I'm speaking about today. And I'm speaking about us being precious to God. And those two little parables, those stories, mention that to us, a reminder about what God intends. Now, I have a question for you, and it's about to appear on the screen. What is precious to you? I want to ask congregation, no pictures yet, but what is precious to you? Just tell me things which might be precious to you as children. I'm thinking of children now. What is precious for children? Any children want to tell me what's special to you? What do you have which is special? A phone. Yeah, I didn't have phones when I was a little boy, but yes, a phone can be a very important part of life, can't it? A precious phone. Other things? Yes?
Lego.
Lego. That's, I wasn't expecting that, but let's have a Lego picture up, David. Come on. It's not prearranged. So Lego. Lego can be very special, and actually Lego is such fun, isn't it? What other things are precious to you? How about adults? What do you enjoy which perhaps has 4 wheels? Anybody here ever on a supercar?
Ask David.
Music.
Music, somebody mentions as well, special. Also, this is the next picture. A car can be. David says to me, he doesn't particularly like that. He's a great expert on cars. He said because he doesn't know the history of the car properly and doesn't know who built it, which is a good question to ask about a car. But some adults love cars. And there's some rather posh cars going off to the Henley show yesterday. Maybe even driving around, obviously going to show their vehicles off at that. What sort of things do the women here like? If you like family, we'll come back in a minute, but what might you wear around your neck?
Jewelry.
Yeah, and there's a picture of jewellery about to come up. Some fabulous... something I gave to Camilla last week. No, it's not. No, a picture of the index of jewellery. Different things which are precious to us. But next question, another picture coming up. Well, not picture, but another comment. What if you lost something precious? If you had lost something precious, there's a picture of a couple. What if they lost something precious? What might they do? Let's just pause there. Let me just pause. Let's see if the children are really alert. Can you tell me, children, what is the most precious thing your parents have? What's the most precious thing your parents have? Grandfather's clock? Oil paint? Children, that's very interesting. I was hoping somebody would say that. What is most precious? This couple up here, what's most precious to them? I'm sure it's not their greenhouse. It's not their holidays. It's not their house. It may, on one level, not even be each other. What is most precious to parents? It is our children. Let's go to the next picture, can we? And there's a younger couple with their children on a beach. And we know as parents how much we love our children. Do you know there's a little girl who got lost in Henley, I was told about, just a fortnight ago. And the little girl disappeared, and one of our church members was helping search for this girl. It took 2.5 hours to find the child. Can you imagine if you lose your child, even for a half an hour? I remember as a little boy once, I being in slight panic because I was in a big old shop in Liverpool called George Henry Lee, my mother, which is a sort of the John Lewis for Liverpool. And I lost my mother. I kept thinking, feeling my stomach. I was a really little boy. Where is my mother? I'm lost. And yet she found me pretty quickly. But the child in Henley, who got lost in one of the supermarkets, guess where they were found 2.5 hours later? They were found in Starbucks. I think they probably thought their mum might end up there. But anyway, I'm told that that mother was desperate and enlisted the help of other people, like the person who we know in this church, to look for that little girl. We look, don't we, when we lose something precious. We search and search. Well, just like that lost sheep, just like that lost coin, there is searching. And I'm sure when the shepherd found his 100 sheep, which got lost, I'm sure he didn't just simply say, oh, that's where you are, is it? Right, let's go straight home. No, he was celebrating, the lost sheep is found. And that coin may not have seemed much to that woman, but in fact, the coin was a day subsistence wage, and probably didn't have very much. So to lose that coin was very, very difficult. Friends, those two stories have some great reminders for us. Can I just ask you a question? Be a bit sensitive of what you say, but if you were to think of somebody really nasty who had done certain things, what would you find really off-putting? Just give me a couple of examples, can you?
Bullying?
Yeah, but bully. We wouldn't like a bully, would we?
Betrayal.
Betrayal. Murder's pretty grim, isn't it? Where there's abuse. various kinds. That's very grim. I caught myself rather taken aback the other night. I went out of my gate quite late. It was dark with my dog. And just by Roman Way, that little road, you know, that little path, there's a street lamp just there. I got a bit of a shock. I thought, how dare you do that? There was two people exchanging drugs by Roman Way. Up was night and night. And you, I felt annoyed, I didn't say anything, but I felt angry really that they were doing it there. But actually, these parables have made me sort of think again, because in my last parish, there's a lot of drug problems in one part of my parish. And actually, people who are perhaps pushing drugs, selling drugs, mucking people's lives up with drugs, they're still people God loves. And I've put up here the next heading, please, David. See, Jesus came to die on the cross for us. And that reminds us that there's nothing more precious than sinners. The King of Kings was nailed to a Roman cross, and the sewage, the muck of our lives, were taken on him. There's nothing more precious than sinners. So think of the worst person you can imagine. Jesus loves them. God loves them. He's seeking after them. Next picture, please, David. There's also nothing more joyful than salvation. And that shepherd got excited. He jumped around. The woman was excited when the coin was found. But in our reading, that I want to glance at the passage. Where else was there rejoicing mentioned in our reading? It's on the passage, on the sheet.
In heaven.
Yeah. There is joy about salvation in heaven. And so when somebody we might imagine is the worst sinner, who's done the worst things we could ever imagine, when they turn back to God and meet him through Jesus Christ, there is joy, a celebration in heaven. Have a next picture, David. One more. Yes, thank you. See, those two parables remind us that we're precious to God, each one of us. Children, adults, the people in hospitals, people in nursing homes. Each person in this parish is precious to God. And God longs that they might be found by him. How wonderful heaven gets excited. The King of Kings loved you, loved me so much, that he came to seek and search us out. That's good news. And I hope we're going to be thinking about those we know who are lost, lost without God, don't know anything about Jesus Christ, they might find that life-transforming relationship with Jesus as a friend, a king, and also that those precious people might come to his eternal kingdom. Amen. Steve's going to introduce our next song.